buddy. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Okie dokie. I won't forget your name. I'm Andy also. Andrew.
Okay. Yeah, that's my name too, Andrew.
Yeah, I got you covered. I live down here in kind of South Marion. I understand you live up towards Spar, Anthony?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. All righty. Well, I was asked by, I do freelance stories with the Ocala Star-Banner, and I was asked just to have a chat with you and kind of see how your holidays are going, how things are going for you, and just kind of whatever you want to talk about, you know. And I understand you're with the post office up here, I believe.
Yes, sir. I'm the postmaster at the post office there in Anthony, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Okay. All righty. And what's your? It says in the information that you're a youth group leader, I believe, with your church.
Yes, sir. I was. I was a youth group leader. I hadn't been for the last few months or so leading up to this deployment.
Yes,
I was. Mm-hmm.
What's the name of your church? Do you mind saying?
You know what? It was, I can't even remember now. My mind's drawing a blank.
Okay, that's fine.
It was actually, two churches. One was Unity Baptist Church, but that's been 4 or 5 years ago. Dadgum, I can't think of the name of the church now.
Well, that's okay. Don't be concerned about that. That's okay. You're in. I understand we're all pronouncing it wrong over here. It's like these people I hear saying Ocala and stuff that we're saying
right.
Kabul wrong. Is that right? We're saying.
I pronounce it Kabul. I think the proper term is Kabul.
Okay.
I mean.
Okay, and that's where you are right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're, what's your rank, sergeant?
Specialist.
Specialist, okay. Okay, and you're in supply? Like, you help move materials?
Well,
like
basically what I do is I give support to all the soldiers here that are working to move all the materials and vehicles and containers and just equipment out of Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And I support them as far as anything they need, as far as paper, you know, ink, any type of supplies they need here, whether it be uniforms, stuff like that.
Now, you said move out. You mean just in the terms, of, in the sense of like moving anywhere or returning home or?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Just moving anywhere. Okay. Okay, now you've been there, what, about four or five months or something like that?
Yes, sir. Been here since August. Mm-hmm.
August, yes, sir. Okay. How's the climate there? Kind of hot?
It was. It wasn't too hot when we first got here because it's a higher elevation. There's very mountain. There's a lot of mountain. It's a mountainous region around Kabul, so it's a higher elevation. So it wasn't very. It wasn't too hot, but it was pretty. You know, still hot. And now it's. It actually snowed two nights ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got about 5 or 6 inches of snow 2 nights ago.
Wow. So you're a native up here, right?
Yeah, Florida. Yes, sir. Born and raised. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, I was born down near South Miami. South Miami, I moved up here as a teen.
Yeah, this is only like my second or third time ever being in snow.
Yeah. me too. I've seen it like once in Atlanta and once in St. Louis. I was up there for a couple of days, and to me, it's like, you know, kind of an unusual thing. 5 or 6 inches, that's a lot more than I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So that's quite a change of life experience for you, I guess. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hot during the summer and snows in the winter.
Yeah. What'd you say in the summer?
I said hot during the summer and snows in the winter.
Snows in the winter, yeah. Yeah, we've got half of that anyway. Yeah. So when you left for there, did you have any preconceived ideas of what it would be like? Had you been deployed over there before? Or?
No, I had never been here before. It's my first time in Afghanistan. I'm prior service. I was in the Marine Corps for 4 years.
Yes, sir.
So I went to Japan for a year. I was stationed in Okinawa, Japan for a year. But it wasn't, I mean, they consider it like a deployment, but it's really like a overseas service. See, every 4 years in the Marine Corps, you have to do a tour overseas.
I see.
And so that was my 1 year that I did out of the 4 years that I was in the Marine Corps. I was in Okinawa, Japan. So, yeah, this is my first time here in Afghanistan.
Cool. Was it what you expected, sort of? Or
I didn't really know what to expect coming over here, to be honest.
Okay. I think the people here probably aren't quite aware of what really the sacrifices that are made and what's really going on over there type thing. I mean,
it's definitely different over here. The culture is definitely different, you know. Drive out in town, that's completely different. There's not very many traffic laws in this city.
Well, sometimes I wonder about here on Bearcat, too. So just...
Right, yeah, I mean, stop signs and red lights and all that stuff here.
Yeah, I was working on a little article about red light runners here. Not too good either, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand. I did have a real brief conversation with the missus last night, just real brief. I called her, let her know I'd be speaking with you, and, you know, she just explained that you were with the post office, and now you have been adoptive dad to, like, 22 youth over the last 7 years?
Well, I've only adopted two of the children. My wife and I are licensed foster parents for the state of Florida.
Yes, sir.
And we fostered that many children. So we've had 22 children through our home since we've been licensed, but I've only actually adopted two of them.
Yes, sir. Okay. Then you have two biological children?
Well, my wife has two biological children from a previous marriage.
Oh, yes, sir.
And then we adopted the two younger children.
Okay. I got you. So, probably a dumb question, but I'm kind of not sure what you'd like to discuss or what all you're liberty to discuss. I guess we'll stop us if we can, but you were there for Christmas, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Had it been tough being away, I guess you're sort of used to it a little bit, but how was Christmas this year? How'd it go?
It was, they actually gave us a day off on Christmas Day.
Okay.
For the first day off since we've been here.
Mm-hmm. But, I gotcha.
That was the hardest thing that I've been through since I've been here, is Christmas Day. I mean, thankfully, we have the technology that we have today, and I was able to FaceTime with my wife and my children and watch them open their gifts and stuff like that. But it's nothing like being there in person, you know.
Okay.
But, I mean, it helped. But it was still tough, you know, not being at home, not seeing all your family. And,
sure.
But they did. I mean, they had things going on here within the camp and of course had the big Christmas meal and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
I mean, the military did a really good job here trying to help everybody cope with not being at home on Christmas. So, but it was still tough, tough on you mentally, not being there, not being with your family, especially for people that are married and have children and stuff. I mean, it was,
yes.
I know it was hard on me, so I'm sure it was hard on everybody.
I bet.
But we stick together. You know, we have battle buddies and look after each other and pick each other up when somebody's having a down day and stuff like that. So
you call it battle buddies?
Yeah.
B-A-T-T-L-E, battle buddies?
Yeah, just
like it sounds? Yeah, okay. That's something you pick out to be kind of share your experience with, like?
Right? Yeah, it's something that the military pushes, you know, months out from mobilizing, is that you have a battle buddy that you're going to hang with when you're not working, or that you work with every day, or you go to the gym with, or you hang out with, or eat dinner with, and stuff like that. So,
okay.
I mean, we've been together since June 1st, you know, so we've got
to say who it is, or you prefer not to, or
maybe
but it's up to you. I mean, if it's okay with him.
Specialist Halsey, H-A-L-S-E-Y.
That's his last name?
Yes. Corey.
Corey?
Okay.
Where's he from? C-O-R-E-Y. Where's he from?
He is from Virginia.
I'll be darned. Yeah, sounds like something my dad would have said. He was World War II. I was born a little later in his life, but he was World War II, always talking about his friend Zach. From a man named Zach. Buddy, you know, I guess it's always been that way. Now, I don't know if this is, I'm supposed to mention this, or is this sort of a, not a national type thing, the Blackjack Award? Is that like a fun thing, or is that a serious award, or what, that your wife had mentioned that?
Well, it's an award that the unit, the first TSC that we're with here, I guess they give one.
Blackjack Award. It's given out once a week or a month. Once a week.
Right. The unit chooses one person, and right. They have a list of accomplishments, and they between here and Kuwait and Fort Bragg, which is where the first TSC is based from. They pick a soldier out once a week, and they award him the Blackjack Soldier of the Week.
Oh, okay. Do you want to mention, is there something you were particularly chosen for, like something you had done? Or?
I don't really know, to be honest with you.
Okay. What's your? I think average person here, like myself, would wonder: are you living in a hard walled type quarters? Are you in a tent or what?
Well, they do have a hard stand building here that we're living in. Mm-hmm. We do have tents on the compound as well. There's some folks living in those, and but I'm actually in a room with two other people in a hard stand building.
Okay.
Which makes it kind of nice.
Yes, sir. Are you allowed to say what specific unit you're with? Do they usually say that? What outfit you're with?
Yes, I'm in the Army Reserve.
Okay.
And my home unit is the 143rd Sustainment Command out of Orlando, Florida.
What? 143rd, is that called like a platoon or?
No, it's 143rd Sustainment Command.
Oh, yes, sir. Sustainment, I got you. Okay.
Okay.
Out
and we are attached to the first Theater Sustainment Command.
I beg your pardon, first which now?
Theater Sustainment Command.
Like theater, okay, third of war, okay.
Right.
Okay.
So the rest of my unit, there's only, I don't remember how many of us are here, but part of us are here and the rest of them are in Kuwait.
I see. Okay.
So we're attached. So we're all the 143rd, but we got attached to the 1st TSC, which is short for the Theater Sustainment Command.
Okay.
And like a third of the unit, I think, got attached to the 1st TSC here in Afghanistan, and the rest of the units in Kuwait.
Okay. Theater Sustainment Command. Okay. Probably a dumb question, but along, of course, with your wife and your children, what's one of the other things you miss from being here right now, running up to McDonald's or something, or any craziness like that?
We were joking about that the other day. It's been, 7 months since any of us have went through a drive-thru or been able to go sit down in a restaurant or anything like that, and eat.
That's true.
Yeah, they don't have much grass here.
Not much grass?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you don't realize how other countries are, or things you may miss from home until you're away from them for a while.
Yeah, don't miss your water until the well grows dry type thing.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think anything that the reader, the article would want to. I guess it's just that, just being blunt, and even myself included, of course, I just don't appreciate what the military folks and their families give up to through the holidays to protect us. I mean, it's
right.
You fellas are too humble to say much anything, but it's a big sacrifice. But like your wife, and I'm not saying this the word for word quote because I don't have my notes in front of me, but she said words to the effect that. She understands the terms that she's serving now, too. I mean, she's, equally involved in it,
too. And that's one thing I told her, that I'm not the only one that's being deployed here and making the sacrifice. I mean, she's doing the same thing by having to be at home and take care of home and the family and all that by herself.
Mm-hmm.
So she's serving. She's not here or away from home or in another country like I am, but in a sense she's still going through the same things I'm going through.
Emotionally, oh sure.
Right. Mhm.
And you're able to keep up with the kids a little bit on Skype and FaceTime you say?
FaceTime, yes sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Have there been any
I'm in a spot to where we have internet, allows us to have a wireless internet that allows us to do that.
Do you have a cell phone? I mean, is this your your
cell phone? I use my iPad.
Oh, you have one?
I have an iPad that I communicate back and forth with her.
Oh, that's pretty neat. Okay, is that what you're on literally right now, your own? Are you on your own?
Right now we're just on one of the phones here within the unit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now you'll be back about when, do you think?
Supposed to be May, June time frame.
Wow. See, you got how much in country time over there yet do you have? I guess what I'm trying to ask.
It's roughly, I think, 4 or 5 months left.
Okay.
They haven't nailed down a solid date yet when we'll be leaving out.
Yes.
I can't say that. I can't give that date out anyway.
Oh, okay.
If I did know it, I couldn't tell you what the exact date would be anyway.
That's okay. Just trying to get an idea. You're going to be there for several months.
Total time in country is going to be 9 months, give or take.
9 months is what's usually in country.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was hollering out to ask you what you say, what do you miss the most? What will expand. You know. I don't know. See, these kind of questions from the female side will probably get me in trouble, but she's wanting to know, I don't know if you could hear her talking, but she's saying what you miss most, of course, besides your family, and I kind of asked you that, but if you had another response to that, what you miss the most from the area, like pizza or going to a ball game or...
Yes, well, see, I really enjoy sports.
Okay.
So we're 9.5 hours ahead of the eastern coast of the United States here. So when we want to watch a sporting event or something like that, we usually have to either stay up till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning watching a ball game, or we have to get up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning to watch a ball game.
Okay. You can't tape it, videotape it, or record it.
No, we don't have any type of. I mean, some of the soldiers have DVD players and stuff like that, but I don't know if you could record something off of the TV onto a DVD or not. I'm not sure, but. But yeah, like all the college bowl games that are coming up.
Oh man, are you? I gotta ask. Are you? Are you a Gator fan or?
Well, yeah.
This is the one that really got me in trouble. Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I am a Gator fan. I'm glad it's basketball season this year, anyway.
Yeah. So you a Gator football fan too? Sort of.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh,
yeah. I'm trying to keep track of her questions too. So one she asked a second ago, and I know this might get a little funny, but she's asking, are there like items personally you like sent to you that you don't typically get through your Army sources? You need like that. I know this thing, the shoebox. They talk about the Operation Shoebox down in Bellevue. They give out, like, baby wipes and stuff like that. Is that the kind of things that help for people to send?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we've gotten, I can't even think of the list of names of Operation Care Packages, or all the Operation names of the care packages that we've been sent.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they come with anything from socks, to snacks, hygiene products, all of that stuff.
Is that helping?
Oh, yeah, all that stuff helps because it's something, from home,
Okay.
And then I also have family members that send stuff, too.
Okay.
Snacks and things that I can't get while I'm over here.
Okay.
I mean, thankfully, we have a pretty well-stocked PX here where I'm at here. But there's some places out here, that they don't even have a PX. So the only thing they have or can get is stuff that's sent through those folks that send care packages and stuff like that. So, yeah, that helps tremendously.
She's shooting me. Question. Okay, you're talking to her. Okay. She's saying that when probably a dumb question, but you literally flew in by plane, and when you landed there, you're in a foreign country, you look around and say, wow, how did I get into this? I mean, how do you, just having your unit right around you help a lot to acclimate, or were there things you had to do to kind of get your bearings on?
There, because when we flew in here, we replaced a unit that was already here.
Mm-hmm.
But that unit doesn't leave right away after the new unit comes in. So you have a couple of weeks to work with the soldiers from the unit that's been here,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of help you acclimate to.
Okay.
How to do, where your area responsibility or where you'll be working, you know, where the chow hall is, that type of stuff, you know, and the,
sure.
So that helps. And then, like I said before, I mean, you just stick together. You form a pretty tight bond with the soldiers you're working with every day, and you just lean on each other. And
sure.
That's how you... That's,
How many in your immediate unit, I guess? How many in your like immediate group that you consider your unit or your?
There's around 100 or so.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah.
Any from here, from Florida? Any you run into anybody from here?
No, I haven't run into anybody that we know. The unit we replaced when we came in August was actually from California.
Oh, really? Wow. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. They were the 311th Sustainment Command out of, I can't remember the city. I want to say Los Angeles, California, but I can't remember.
That's fun. Now, you just... So people know it's not a vacation. I mean, you, not to sound silly, with all due respect, I mean, you're under regular concern about attacks and stuff, right? I'm sure.
Oh, every second, every minute, every day.
Okay.
Yeah, we all, we have exercises and trainings that we run, you know, to prepare us in case, you know, something like that was to happen.
Okay, so you're under threat constantly of attacks, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's still considered, the military still considers it a combat zone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, back of your mind.
Yeah, always in the back of your mind. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is the actual base, I don't think you can tell me the name, but what would it be considered, like a forward operating base or a base?
Yes,
or
sir. Yes,
forward
sir.
Operating
base? It's New Kabul Compound.
Okay. Okay.
Right, it's right in the dead center of downtown Kabul City.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's considered a forward operating
base. Right, we have several of the FOBs around the Kabul cluster here, and we're one of them right here in the city.
Yes. Yes, sir. Have you gone out and gone to the shops around there? Are you allowed to do that kind of thing? Look around?
No.
You don't. You stay strictly within the confines of the FOB.
Well, no, I've been out, you know, by vehicle and by air to other FOBs. But no, there's no walking.
No fraternizing. Yeah.
No, you don't leave whatsoever.
Okay.
Unless you have a mission and it goes up through the chain of command and so on and so forth, everything's checked and has to be approved before you leave.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you go, they know when you're leaving and they know when you're expected back and they have to keep track, and it's not that friendly out there. Not friendly enough to be able just to go out in town and visit the shops and stuff like that.
Sure. Not a vacation.
Oh, no. No, not
no,
at all.
No, no. Well, I know you probably got to get wrapping it up, so let me ask you a couple of real quick fundamental questions. Now, you're 41 years of age, I believe.
Yes,
and how long have you lived in the Marion County area?
I've lived there since 2001. So
okay.
12, 13 years.
Okay.
My wife was born and raised there, so.
Oh, but right. She goes back with the past. I know the name for family, you know. Where were you from before that, if you don't mind saying, in Florida?
Hawthorne, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. She told me that, too. Yeah, the Hawthorne. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I've known people from up that way.
I started working with the Postal Service in Gainesville there, and I transferred out to the Fort McCoy post office, and that's how I met her.
Oh, okay, neat.
She was a carrier there, and I was a clerk.
In Hawthorne?
No, out in Fort McCoy.
Oh, that's right. I beg your pardon. when you went from Gainesville to Fort McCoy, or we took Gainesville to Hawthorne.
And then I lived in Hawthorne. I worked in Gainesville. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then how'd you end up in Fort McCoy?
I transferred. I changed jobs within the Postal Service.
Gotcha.
And I transferred from the Gainesville Post Office to a clerk position out at the Fort McCoy Post Office.
Gotcha.
Good. Yeah,
but that's you lived in Hawthorne. Okay. All right. Okay, what would you like to, within what you're allowed to say, was there anything you'd like to remark on? Got a free space there, whatever you'd like to say, to the citizenry around here that reads the paper. This should be online on Ocala.com, too. It should be, hopefully.
Okay. I don't really know what to say.
Yeah.
I would just advise everybody to support their military. Whether they're veterans or they're within the military, stationed at home or stationed out, wherever, in a different country, but
sure.
to support their military.
Sure. I hope this isn't giving anything.
The support and all we get from people at home and stuff is a major component of how we get through not being with our families and stuff like that for 9 months to a year.
Okay. Well, do you sense you're getting that support?
What's that?
Do you feel you're getting that support? You say it's a major component to get along without your family's support. Are you getting that?
Would be my advice for people is just to continue to support.
Sure, yes, sir.
We've gotten a lot. We've been very, very well supported here.
Okay, good. That's good to hear. Thank God, and God bless you. Yeah, keep you in my prayers. God put you in Mom's prayer book there.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. What was I going to start to ask you? I hope I'm not giving anything away. If I am, just erase it from your memory bank, the old covert type thing. But the missus said, Miss Laura said, that you might try to surprise the kids when you come home.
Yeah.
Of course, obviously, I won't.
I was going to try and surprise all of them.
Yeah.
But instead, I changed my mind and went ahead and told her.
Okay.
But I didn't want her to tell the kids because I don't have, like I said before, I don't have an exact date of when we will be home.
Yes, sir.
But I know my kids know that I'm supposed to be gone for a year, so they think I'm supposed to be gone till the middle of June.
Yes, sir.
But I know that we should be home prior to that.
Okay.
So if it is during their school year, while they're still at school, then my plan is for my wife to pick me up at the airport, and then we'll spend one night together, and then we'll go home, early the next morning, and try to go into their schools and surprise them while they're at school.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, so
if we can pull it off.
yeah, that'd be cool.
That's one thing about the technology today is everything's out there so fast.
I know everything's. Yeah. There's no more waiting 3 days for a letter to see what happens to somebody or whatever.
Right.
Now, for this, you would be formally considered in the Army now. Is that correct? In the Army, or are you?
Yeah, we're. Okay. This is active duty Army. Normally, we're Army Reserve, but we're mobilized on active duty for this deployment.
But you have served in the Marines. You're also considered a Marine. Okay.
Correct.
That's confused me a little bit. Okay.
When I got into the Army Reserve prior to that, I tried to get back into Marine Corps Reserve, but it was too late.
Really?
They wouldn't take me because of my age. So
yeah. I wish I could think of some highly intelligent probing questions. I really don't have it. I'm just kind of so in awe that I'm talking to you and that you're over there world away serving while we're having a nice quiet Christmas here, and you guys are helping keeping it that way, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I mean, that's why we're here.
While we're here, okay. Sherry, my wife, she's asking if you work Christmas Day.
No, actually, we did not. That was
right. You said you were off.
Yeah, that was the first day we had off since we've been here.
Okay, sir. Well, if you had anything else to say, I'd love to say I'll call you back in a few minutes. I know this is like a one-shot deal, so I just have to say Godspeed, and you're in my prayers, and wish you well. Hopefully, I'll see you when you get back, you know.
All right. Well, we thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you. God bless you. Thank you for your service. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Do I need to check in with anybody else on the line, or are we all good? Or
if you need to talk to him, turn him off or anything? No, he said he's good. If we're all done, he's good if we're good.
Okay, buddy. And you'll be about in a year, you should be back on your duties as postmaster and not too much more than a year from now, right? Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
6 months.
Okay, buddy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, Andrew, you take care, buddy. God bless you.
All right.
My wife says God bless you, too. Okay.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.